When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, VLord GTZ, and with me today I have Laser Kid.
Whoa, I'm here!
Yes. Yes, you are.
Well, that's awesome.
It is, indeed. Everything is better when Laser's around.
Oh, well, thank you.
But today we are just going to be talking about a little bit of Demon Slayer news. Season 2 is fast approaching. And we'll be getting into that at the end here, but before that, we also have some other tidbits to talk about, starting with the continuing train of news regarding Mugen Train.
Where nothing bad ever happened.
Yes, nothing bad happened on that train. It was perfectly safe.
Yep, they should have just stayed on it.
Yeah, they really should have. I'm gonna go tear up a bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But before we cry more, we have to first buy Mugen Train on home video.
Yes!
But we won't be buying it until, like, December 21st. But anyways...
It'll be the perfect post-Christmas gift.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, Funimation and Aniplex USA are gonna be releasing Demon Slayer Mugen Train on home video Blu-ray on December 21st, and it's going to be limited and standard editions, just like the TV series, which is awesome. And the limited edition is $70, and the standard edition is $35, which is pretty fair prices for both, honestly.
Agree. Like, as much as I complain about Aniplex all the time, if there's a standard release alongside it, that ain't bad. And also, literally, $35 versus $70 for a limited versus regular, that's fair. I got no beef, for once.
Yeah, in terms of extras, the limited edition actually has some pretty decent ones. Like, it has the CD soundtrack, a deluxe booklet, and, like, staff and cast interviews. So that's pretty cool. And I'm assuming, like, the Funimation version is just, like, the movie, kind of like the...
Anything like the TV show release, yeah.
Yeah, which is...
Here's a movie!
Which is fine. I mean, if you just want to have the movie, you're getting just the movie. But honestly, I feel like this might be a case where the Aniplex release is a bit more tempting for me. That's just
me, understandable.
Though.
I mean, yeah, with all the nice little extras. And that's not a too inexpensive... at a price that I can't go, hey, I'll buy that. Like, I bought the Sword Art movie for about $40, so.
Yeah, which, I mean, like, I think that's a decent price for the Sword Art movie.
Yeah, which is actually my favorite thing to come out of Sword Art Online. Just gonna say that right now. It's, like, the best thing.
I mean, even as a non-Sword Art fan, I gotta admit, it's definitely probably one of the more tolerable parts of Sword Art for me.
Fortunately, even for me, it goes downhill right after that. But yeah.
Ooh, poor Sword Art.
I used to like it. I still like the older parts. Why is Alicization so bad? All right, anyway, sorry.
But yeah, if you want to buy Mugen Train, you're going to have that chance right in time for Christmas. So yeah.
It's the Christmas train. Just put it around the tree.
That would be a pretty depressing Christmas gift, to be honest.
That would be a very depressing Christmas gift.
Ugh. But if you need to get your Demon Slayer fix sooner than Christmas, there's a Demon Slayer video game coming out, if you haven't heard. Demon Slayer The Hinokami Chronicles.
It is sitting on my Steam wishlist as we speak.
Yeah, I've been anxiously awaiting it. And they popped out a new trailer recently, which is showing off the portion of the game that's covering the Mugen Train arc. It looks pretty good. It looks like your usual CyberConnect 2 game, which, for better or worse, isn't necessarily a bad thing. CyberConnect 2 is pretty consistent in quality. And yeah, it's continuing to look pretty solid. The game comes out on October 15th on, like, basically every platform. So, like, I'll probably pick it up.
Oh, yeah. As far as I can tell, it looks fun. Pick your character. It's playable from the looks of it. I'm down. It'll be silly fun.
I think there's also, like, online multiplayer, too, so...
Oh, hey, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, if, Laser, you end up picking it up on Steam, I might have to pick up a Steam copy as well.
Almost assuredly, that's where I'll pick it up, unless it shows up on Switch, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, Switch is, like, the one console it's not on.
The Switch is not powerful enough for the Hinokami Chronicles, what can I say?
Apparently, all the breathing techniques will just make the Switch overload.
What we're trying to say here is that it's too hot for the Switch.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it has a Nosuke.
It does have a Nosuke.
Can the Switch really handle a Nosuke?
No, I don't think it can. It also has Kyojuro, and that's way too hot for the Switch.
Oh, yeah. His burning passion.
Yes.
It's too strong.
If we'd only gotten a Switch Pro, perhaps, but alas.
Yes, God, Nintendo.
Here's
you
a
failed
OLED.
Us yet again.
It's a good thing I play on PC these days.
But yeah, I mean, aside from that stuff, though, I think the biggest piece of news of recency is the explanation of what's going to be happening with Demon Slayer Season 2. And it turns out that the first 7 episodes are going to be a recut of Mugen Train.
I kind of understand, but it's also, like, very head-scratching because at this point, who hasn't seen Mugen Train?
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because they announced this after they showed Mugen Train on TV.
Yeah, like, it was, what, the number one movie in Japan for a good long time there? And even here in the West...
Yeah, it's like, hey, you just watched Mugen Train on TV. Now watch it across 7 weeks.
Yes, that's amazing. We'll make them watch it twice. Once on TV for the full movie, once on TV split across 7 episodes. wait a minute. What is our plan?
But it kind of makes sense, to be honest, because I'm sure like a lot of television networks in Japan, Fuji TV especially, probably wants their cut of Mugen Train.
I do understand. Like, jokes aside, more access is a good thing. And as long as they don't pull a Dragon Ball Super and just completely rejigger it, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this is essentially just the movie cut up. They aren't reanimating it, so it's just gonna be the film, which is fine.
Yeah.
The first episode is apparently gonna be an anime original episode that depicts Rengoku as he embarks on his journey to the Mugen Train, and the remaining episodes will add about 70 new animation cuts, and also, like, new background music and stuff. Which, I mean, it's pretty fair. I think that's a reasonable amount of work for a recut.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly reasonable. And hey, if it gives them more time to animate the Entertainment District arc at the high quality we expect, I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, and it's interesting also that they're, distinctly branding the Mugen Train material from Entertainment District arc. So, like, they're just calling it, like, Demon Slayer Mugen Train arc, and then later on, when that finishes up in December, then Demon Slayer Entertainment District arc will start airing. And they mentioned that, like, Entertainment District arc specifically will premiere on December 5th, and the first episode of Entertainment District will be a 1-hour special.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so that'll be really cool. And it's worth mentioning, too, like, the Mugen Train arc TV cut will start on October 10th, so pretty soon.
Right around to it, then. Demon Slayer for everyone, right around the Halloween season. What more could you ask for?
Yeah. And in terms of, like, other information we got, Lisa will be contributing the opening song and ending song for the Mugen Train arc. The opening song is called Akeboshi, and the ending song is called Shirogane. And then Aimer will be doing the opening and ending for Entertainment District. And the opening is called Zankyo Sanka, and the ending is called Asa ga Kuru. And they showed out a short preview of the Aimer song, Zankyo Sanka, and sounds really good.
Oh yeah, it's real pretty.
Yeah, and I'm curious what the Lisa song for the Mugen Train arc will sound like. I'm sure it'll be good, because it's Lisa and her other Demon Slayer openings and other music outside of Demon Slayer is always good. So.
Oh yeah, Lisa's she's an amazing artist.
Yeah, for sure. And besides that, they also finally announced Daki's voice actor, Upper Moon 6, and it is Miyuki Sawashiro. And I gotta say, like, based on the short preview they showed of her voice, it sounded really good. And, Laser, I'm not sure if you know this, but guess who else Sawashiro plays?
Should be fun. Who else do they play?
They're also known for playing Fujiko Mine and Lupin the Third.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh, that's way too perfect. Oh my god.
It is.
Oh my god. It really is. And we just gotta get Michelle Ruff for the dub.
Oh my god, that would be like perfection. I mean, they're very prolific Japanese seiyuu. I mean, they've done like Karapika and Hunter x Hunter, and like they've been in a bunch of other series as well, like No Game, No Life, Noragami. So yeah, very great history in anime. So it's a very fitting choice to have them as the formidable Upper Moon 6.
On choice.
And yeah, I guess the other small bit besides this is that Crunchyroll will actually also be simulcasting Season 2 alongside Funimation.
Shocker, they're basically the same company now. Like, who could have seen this one coming?
Yes, totally.
You mean the same company that has two different outlets that are owned by the same company are doing the exact same releases? What? Oh. Although, realistically, the merging process has been slow, so I guess there is some validity to going, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of refreshing, though, that, like, it's going to be on as many places as possible at this point. Like, you're going to look everywhere and just see Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer. Now all we got to do is get it over to High Dive and it's on. The High Dive invasion is coming.
I mean, High Dive has Lupin. Lupin will protect us from Demon Slayer.
There you go. Or he will steal it.
Oh my god. And that's how we won't get Season 3.
Potentially, yeah.
He'll steal all the money the Mugen Train made and just use it to fund Lupin parts 7 through 10.
Yes, yes. And I'll just sit here he'll just sit here cackling about how much money he's making.
Yeah. But Laser, are you excited for Season 2?
Yeah, Entertainment District arc is really, really fun, and to see it animated is just going to be a joy. Just because there's a lot of cool stuff. Besides, more Uzui. How can you not want that?
Oh yeah, Uzui is going to be so hype.
Oh god, I'm really, really excited for that. Just, oh my god.
Yeah, and honestly, like, even for the Mugen Train portion, I'm kind of curious to see how it is watching it week to week. Because, like, the movie, while, like, there's some really cool animation cuts in the movie, it did definitely feel, like, pretty on par with the quality of the TV anime. So I don't think it would be that jarring to watch it week to week, but I'm just curious how it's going to be cut up.
That's my question as well, because it doesn't, there aren't too many natural stop points that I can think of.
And I'm guessing that's where the new animation cuts are going to come in, probably as, like, transitionary pieces, like, in between scenes.
That would make sense. That would make a lot of sense. And hey, it'll add new things to people who've already seen the movie, so that's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I guess outside of just the simulcast, this also means that Toonami won't have to worry about, like, not getting the Mugen Train movie.
This is true. Toonami viewers rejoice. You will see Mugen Train in episode form.
Yeah, it'll be like, watching the Gundam Unicorn TV cut, except hopefully not as jarring.
God, Unicorn. Yeah, I kind of like that, but it was weird.
I really like Unicorn, but the TV cut is not the way to watch it at all.
Mayhaps I will have to seek out the OVAs at some point.
Yeah, I think it's on Hulu. Maybe. Oh,
well, if that's the case, I'll just watch it there, yeah.
But yeah, that about does it, though, for news. It's like a pretty brief rundown, but we're going to be in the midst of a lot of Demon Slayer fun starting in the second week of October, so that'll be interesting. And we will, of course, be covering season 2 of Demon Slayer on the podcast, including the recap episodes, because they are technically new episodes, so it'd be weird to just skip them altogether.
We will not watch recap episodes. Nobody watches extra people watch recap episodes.
Yeah, plus they're kind of not recap episodes, because like there's going to be new stuff in them, and it'll be a new experience. So,
oh yeah, I mean, the same way that seeing the movie after reading the manga was a new experience, it's a different, you know, take.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, look forward to that, listeners. But yeah, I guess besides that, we should just get out of here then.
All right, then.
So, Laser, where can people find you if you want to be found?
If I want to be found. I can be found on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find my Toonami-focused editorials over on Toonami Faithful, and I do appear on that podcast fairly frequently at this point. And you can also find me on the Dumb Weebs podcast occasionally whenever we do those.
Once in a blue moon when the Dumb Weebs comes out of hiding.
The Dumb Weebs escape hibernation every once in a while.
Indeed. But yeah, definitely go follow Laser and show all their work some love.
Oh, thank you. So VLord, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ. And then I occasionally write things for all-comer.com as well as TsunamiFaithful.com. So you can check out my writing over there. And then I do a bunch of podcasts besides this one. The Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod, like Laser mentioned. Saturday Night Shogi, my Shogakukan focused podcast. Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod. And yeah, that's kind of it. I'm also on the Tanami podcast once in a while. Less so lately, but hopefully that'll change soon once I get a bit less busy. But also check out the Tanami Faith
podcast.
We'll last
see you back. It's going to happen eventually.
Yes, soon, maybe.
We sort of traded places, it almost feels like. We just kind of tagged in and out.
Yeah, we were the secret tag team that no one expected.
The Demon Slayer tag team.
But speaking of the Demon Slayer podcast, you can find us on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/Demon Slayer Podcast, and also on the Tanami Faithful website itself at TanamiFaithful.com/Demon Slayer Podcast. And the podcast is on basically all the podcast platforms out there: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So just go look us up, subscribe, like and review our stuff, and just enjoy our episodes. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
Peace out.